Audio 13, Registrar of Goods and Tariffs. Now, you are in front of the most symbolic building in the square, the Customs House. However, before I tell you about it, I must explain what you can see on your left. If you look to the left, you will see what used to be the third section of the streets we have discussed on the terraces of the now-missing castle. Burgos Street, Barrias Street, and Cantaranes Street, all converging at a point where the road coming from Castile was once accessed, the Burgos Portal, which we have also mentioned previously. This new hub was also integrated into the walled enclosure, and if you look at it, you can see that all the streets within the walls began or ended in the square. The fact that Orduña is a medieval city, catalogued as a historical monumental site, is peculiar from a town planning point of view, since it does not conform to the configuration of the conventional way of most medieval towns and cities, but it is the sum of three sections of streets around a big commercial square. The biggest, in terms of medieval origin and nature of a fairground in the whole Basque Autonomous Community. And now, yes, once again, look to the front. This neoclassical building of more than 1,600 square meters was the Castilian Customs House, which they started to be built in the year 1787 under the reign of Charles III of Spain, with the fiscal function of recording the import and export goods that entered and left Castile and that were seeking the ports of Biscay, as you can read on the sign above the access. For its construction, the people of Orduña ceded a third of the original square and the wood from the communal forests, all to reaffirm itself as a customs point, since this was the main source of economic activity of my people of Orduña.